Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
305 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is, no, it's not that. It's Friday Eve is what it is. Don't use that T word here. We all know what it is, but shh. No. It is Friday Eve. That's my point. We're doing well. Doing well. What else? Oh, yeah, we got a few things going on. We got Brian Maloney, who is going to be coming up in a couple of moments here. We've got Michael Harrison, the publisher of Talkers Magazine, because Michael continues the hard work to keep radio writ large alive, and particularly a mission involving AM radio. We got Troy Miller joining us from National Religious Broadcasters. He's the president there. Same issue. We all thought that, well, we'd all come to an agreement, AM radio stays in cars, we're all going to be safe, etc., and once again, there are problems. And right in the middle of it, man, we're going to talk a little bit about the Squirrels, because the Squirrels only have, 25 games left this season? Something like that. It's going to be the last season, of course, over at the Diamond. We got CarMax Park, right? Is that next year it opens, or is it the year after? I don't know. I could be getting all emotional about the last game of the Diamond, and then somebody's going to say, you know, Jeff, they got two seasons left. Lighten up, bud. But we'll find out. They got some really cool throwback retro merch, and I got to get me some of this stuff. It's really cool stuff. Did you hear the little snippet right at the end of the Dana thing there, the Dana program? This is a, how do I describe it? Respected, highly regarded, real reporter, and serious journalist, CBS national news correspondent Scott McFarlane, and not the good McFarlane who makes the Family Guy stuff. This is the other McFarlane, and he joined former Meet the Press hack Chuck Todd on his podcast. What do they call that? The Upchuck? No? Chuck U? I don't know. Whatever they call it, because I'm not listening to it. But I found this little piece, and I want to share it with you. We got to do it right out of the gate. So I will pay tribute to my friend Jeremy, who got it, ready to roll. Not a moment's hesitation there. Great stuff, Jerm. And I would say to you, Jeremy, please, on your way out the door this evening, please take a little something out of petty cash. You got to find the petty cash first. That is true. But yeah, once you find it, take a little something. Go ahead. Let me hear this.
For those of us there, it was such a horror because you saw an emerging America. And it wasn't the shooting, Chuck. I got diagnosed with PTSD within 48 hours. I got put on trauma leave. not because I think of the shooting, but because you saw it in the eyes, the reaction of the people. They were coming for us.
Well, Mr. McFarland, that is either a complete and total fabrication on your part, or you should go and ask for your money back from whoever it was that, as you claim, diagnosed you with PTSD within 48 hours. Now, you may have had a very bad experience. And if you did, I'm sorry. I'm a decent human being. I'm sorry to hear that you felt threatened or uncomfortable. What's the new buzzword? Vulnerable. Oh, people are vulnerable. Uh-huh. You know, back in the day, which I know anybody who is younger than 60, I read, finds annoying when people say, you know, back in the day, because it does sound like your grandfather, and I'm not anybody's grandfather, but I am going to tell you, back in the day, vulnerable meant that you were playing baseball and you forgot to wear your cup. Oh, you were vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, line drive, right down the middle, ouch. Nowadays, it seems like anybody who sees rain instead of sun, or a dog instead of a cat, or hears a word, they, well, I'm vulnerable, and I feel like I, you know, oh, God, take a lap, kiddo. Rub some dirt on it. But I digress. So, Mr. McFarland, back to you. You are a real famous public figure. CBS national news correspondent. So people believe in you, they trust you, they care about you. But when you sit and say that you were diagnosed with PTSD within 48 hours, I am left with only one of two options. Nope, you know what? I'm going to add a third one in there because I don't know him. Maybe. Although I listened to the whole clip and I'm thinking I definitely know the context, but I don't know him. So maybe he just, I suppose, possibly screwed it up. But that would be option number one, that you're telling Chuck Todd and his dozens of listeners, hey, I was diagnosed with PTSD within 48 hours. And maybe you misunderstood. Maybe that's what you really believe. Or you know that you were not diagnosed with PTSD within 48 hours, but you don't care, and you are telling Chuck Todd that you were diagnosed with PTSD because that's your story and you've decided that's a good story. Or, option number three, you were in fact, quote, diagnosed with PTSD within 48 hours by someone who told you you had PTSD and they did it within 48 hours, in which case, again, I would say you need to go back to your clinician and request a complete and total refund of whatever money was paid to them. I mentioned the DSM-5. You familiar with the DSM? Anybody? Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. The fifth edition published by the American Psychiatric Association. It is the latest edition. One of the few things that I have held on to since collegiate times was a copy of the DSM. And they don't come out with these every week, by the way. But the DSM-5 is, in fact, the book. If you are involved in counseling, psychology, psychiatry, social work, you are going to have a familiarity with the DSM. You are going to have either a physical copy, and by the way, they ain't cheap. $100 or more, I think, at this point. I don't know, maybe they got like the paper ones, you know, paper cover. Soft cover, but it's not a cheap book. But I am here to tell you that anyone who is going to seek any sort of counseling or therapy, your clinician, your provider, will have a copy of the DSM-5. Period. End of story. Some might say, well, I have it via a particular website. Maybe it's a special website. That's fine. But they will still have it, and they will still be using it. And it's not that often that I actually know something about something, but I actually know something about something in this case. And I know what PTSD is, and I know what PTSD is not. One of the things that I have become very familiar with through the years as a police peer counselor is PTSD. It is something that I really honestly know a thing about. And I know people who actually have PTSD. I know people who do not have PTSD. There are far more people who do not have PTSD than people who do have PTSD. Even with that, there are people who are having a tough way to go. There are people who have experienced trauma. But that doesn't make it PTSD. I know popular culture now, everybody seems to think that everything is PTSD. You know, I was thinking about this. I have PTSD. No, you don't. Unless you can meet the criteria set out in the DSM-5. I promise I will not sound like a professor. But in a moment, I'm actually going to share with you the legit criteria for PTSD directly from the DSM-5. And that will show to you why I have such a concern and a real degree of being puzzled by Mr. McFarland on the Mr. Todd cast. He claims he was diagnosed with PTSD within 48 hours. Then he says he was placed on trauma leave. Well, trauma and trauma leave, that's subject to interpretation, right? That's a, hey, your mileage may vary kind of thing. Maybe CBS News says, what? You heard a word you didn't like? Well, by all means, we are dispatching the cuddle puppies. You are now on trauma leave. Maybe. I don't know. But what I can tell you is that there is absolutely, positively no way that he was diagnosed with PTSD within 48 hours. It is 316 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
321, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. All right, students, get ready to write a few things down. How can you show that someone is suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder? Number one, exposure to trauma. Have you been exposed to death, threatened death, serious injury, or sexual violence? All right, I'm going to give Mr. McFarland that one. Intrusion symptoms. Are you having recurrent, involuntary dreams or memories? Are you having flashbacks where you feel as if the event is happening? Are you suffering from intense or prolonged psychological distress? Avoidance symptoms. Are you trying to avoid the memories, thoughts, or feelings? Are you trying to avoid external reminders? Negative alterations in cognition and mood. At least two of these must be present. Marked alterations in arousal and reactivity. At least two of these must be present. And number six out of the list of eight, duration, classified as criterion F as in Frank. The symptoms must be present for more than 1 month. The symptoms must be present for more than 1 month. So riddle me this, Dr. Batman. How did you get diagnosed with PTSD in less than 48 hours? 325, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.